fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. Do you want a sign that the way the internet is laid out is way more vulnerable than we want to pretend it is? Early Tuesday morning, a large number of services were brought down due to a, quote, technical malfunction. Now, it is difficult to find out what this technical malfunction is because, of course, no one wants to admit what it was. And also, no one wants to say exactly how their stuff is laid out. But basically, the service called, what do they call themselves? They call themselves Computing Edge Servers. Specifically, ones from a company called Fastly that provides cached versions of various websites, but the way they're laid out, if anything of theirs goes down, you can't access any of it. You can't, it doesn't back up to say, oh, I don't know, the way you normally access any of that sort of stuff. It's just down. It's gone. And this brought down services such as, man, let me find the list. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Amazon pages. Just some Amazon pages. No idea which ones, just some Amazon pages. The Financial Times, Reddit, Twitch, and The Guardian were all brought down by this outage. Fortunately, it wasn't for very long. But the fact that an outage like this happened, and it wasn't even caused by anything like a hack, it was just a technical malfunction, really does make us all think, okay, when it comes to these sort of caching servers, when it comes to these services that want to try and make the internet a better, faster place, do we need to go out of our way and come up with a smarter way to go about it? Because, I mean, holy cow. Imagine if this happened to something that more people use. I mean, Amazon. How many more people could use Amazon, for crying out loud? Granted, it's only a number of them. But we've seen this before when sites like Cloudflare go down. And these sort of things happen fairly frequently. So it really does bring up the question, hey, what are the sites that are supposed to keep sites live when they go down going to do when they themselves go down? And apparently the answer is just, I guess you get nothing. Well, I'd say that this is kind of a lousy way to do everything, but welcome to the world where we make things more vulnerable for the sake of being a bit faster. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.